On our program today, I'm visiting with Michaela Keenett, CEO of the Boone County Hospital. Michaela, thanks for taking time to visit with us again this month.
Thanks for inviting me, Jim.
This is one of those tricky months that, you know, I keep telling people. I said, hospital board at least once a year combines meetings into an early December meeting because of the holidays. And November, December gets together. They got a little bit of a crowded meeting, a lengthy agenda for that. And occasionally, I think in the summertime, they might. It depends on what the volume of work is and stuff. But mostly, they do end of the month. And I know, like, one of the hard parts for this is financially, Carl can't quite give them the data information all the way up to the end of December. So they'll find out first half of the fiscal year when they meet in January. But numbers look pretty good right now.
Yeah, the numbers look pretty good. You know, it's been a busier time right now, and so that's been really good for us. The walk-in clinic has been busy. You know, our inpatient has been a little bit busier than we had seen it, and so it's been busy. But you're right that it's an interesting time. We, you know, try to combine the meetings because the November meeting would fall on Thanksgiving, and so we do combine them. And so, you know, he's not able to give all of the information, and we try to kind of condense a lot of information into that meeting. So it was lengthy, and there was a lot to cover.
I know. Probably one of the highlights, and there's pros and cons to it, was the cost report you got. And I know you gave a little bit of a summary on that, but this is again done with your auditors, and I know that the finance office spends a lot of time keeping track of this. You get a settlement with Medicare. The thing is you like to have a settlement where they are giving you some money instead of you having to give some to them.
Right.
The other side is you don't want it too big.
Yeah, we don't want the settlement to be too big, because when the settlement is too big, it indicates that, you know, our rates aren't where they should be. And so that's something that we're working on. The settlement this year is pretty big. And so it's something that we're going to be addressing kind of mid-year and start looking at making sure those rates are where they should be as we move forward, so that the settlement isn't so big and it's more, you know, we're kind of more in line with where it should be throughout the year.
Is that like trying to hit a moving target when you're, you know, and that's it does. You're talking about mid-year being able to take a look at, okay, where are we at? What does it look like we're doing? And do we need to make that adjustment up or down?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a moving target. You can see what you've done for the first half of the year, but you are sort of having to make a projection on what you think you'll do for the rest of the year without really having the knowledge. So it is kind of a moving target. And like you said, we don't want to be in a position where we owe in. So we do just want to try to stay kind of even keeled throughout the year.
So that's one of the challenges. Yeah, it's like I said, like hitting a moving target. And a lot of people don't realize that. But let's talk a little bit. Last time, of course, one of the last questions I asked you, are we going to have our new ambulances by Thanksgiving? Well, it was a day after.
Yep, it was the next day that we got them. Well, we got them on November 27th. So it would have been, I think, maybe the
couple days.
Monday after.
Yeah.
But yes, they are here and they are beautiful and our staff are really excited about them. You know, they have all the bells and whistles, and we got two at once, and so we were able to trade in our two oldest units, and I think our team is really excited to have, you know, ambulances that don't need constant service and that, you know, look nice and have all the things that they need to do great patient care.
I know that one of the things you had, the red coats come out from the chamber and stuff like that. But then Mark gets to explain to them typically how many miles. And I mean, we've had hundreds and hundreds of thousands. I think number three in line now is about 300,000 miles.
Yeah.
And that was because it was one of the newer machines. And again, did a lot of transporting. And people don't realize there's a lot of, you're moving a lot of people around all the time.
Yeah, we are seeing a record number of calls. And so each year it seems like it's growing and growing and growing. And so the ambulances get a lot of use. I think the one that's number three in line right now has 325,000 miles on it. And so it's one of those things that we have to try to work hard on having a replacement plan, because the miles that get put on that third one will not be as many, because we'll use the two newer ones first. So it'll slow down a little bit, but that's a lot of miles on one vehicle. And so we'll have to start thinking about what's our plan to get another one down the road. And when they dropped those off, they let us know that the wait right now is a full 2 years to get a new ambulance.
So you were pretty fortunate to get the order in when you did.
We were, and what happened was someone canceled their order, and so that is how we were able to get these two ambulances, and their order happened to be what we needed for chassis, and so we were able to get these two ambulances in about, oh, it was maybe 5 or 6 months. I think we ordered them in April.
Yeah. So that was, some days it just works out to be lucky, doesn't it?
Yes. Yep. That just happened to go in our favor. So that's been really nice. It's a nice way to end the year. And we did have one of them in the lighted parade in Boone. And I think that was fun and nice for everybody to get to see it.
And I do know, and I actually had someone ask me this question, why do we have two ambulance services in Boone? I said, well, we don't. We have the ambulance service, and the hospital is just primary, one and two, and then the third crew is the fire department.
Yep, we have a partnership with them. It's a nice partnership and a good arrangement, and they help us respond to some calls, and I think they respond to somewhere between 2 and 5% of our calls to help us out. And so, you know, we're the medical director for all the ambulance and first responders in the county. And I think that we, you know, we work countywide to meet and make sure that we're meeting the needs of everybody. And so, yeah, we don't have two services. We just have one, but it's a partnership.
It's fortunately or unfortunately, I'm going to say fortunately they're there. They're able to go and they cover the entire county. But I know we do have Ogden and Madrid also working now to be able to do a first responder on theirs as well, too, which Boone County is a sizable area to be covering. So
it is. It's a big county. And they both have good first responder programs. And I think they're working hard to continue to grow those and be able to meet the needs of their residents.
Well, we do know that, and we touched on this earlier, we know that we had some retirements coming up. Dr. Teal, Dr. Logan had both indicated they were retiring next year. We do know that Dr. Chance was lured away.
Yes.
I'm just say lured away by a bigger hospital, but and again, not surprised because of her qualifications that mm-hmm. she's going to be the chief medical officer for Broadlawn. So pretty.
I think that they've been kind of trying to get her to come fulfill that position for a while, and I think that for her it is a position that she's, you know, really interested in, and I'm excited for her to get a new opportunity, and, you know, we wish her well, and we're sad to see her go. We're sad to lose her, but I understand, you know, her desire to grow in her career.
Yeah, well, and I know that she, after being the head of the emergency department and doing our emergency room, and then having a chance to go do just family practice over at Ogden, she enjoyed doing that. She likes doing that. So.
Yeah, but she did, and she's had a really busy practice there, and I think a lot of patients really love her. And so that is, you know, that's a void to fill. And you know, I think we're working really hard to make sure that we can do that. But like I said, it is a loss for patients. And I hope that, you know, they'll like the new people that we are bringing in and make sure that, you know, they can establish care with a different provider within our group. And we have great providers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that, like I said, it's a void to fill, but I think that it will be okay.
Well, a couple months ago, you did do a contract and agreement with Dr. Gordon, who's doing his residency. He'll be coming to Boone.
Yep.
And going into, our South Clinic, I believe?
Yes, he'll be at the South Clinic, and he is starting August 1st, I believe.
One of his cohorts, who he said, you got to come and check Boone, Dr. Hernandez will be coming as well.
Yes, Dr. Heidi Hernandez is going to be joining us. She's a September 1st start, and she will be filling the open position at the Ogden Clinic. And we are really excited for her to be doing that. She is going to do family practice and OB, so we'll be adding OB services to the Ogden Clinic. And I think that will be, you know, really nice and potentially help shorten the distance for some patients that are looking for those services. And Dr. Hernandez is also bilingual in Spanish, and so it's really nice. That'll be a really nice option for patients.
Okay. And Dr. Holmes, I don't know if we really touched on her before. We knew that we said there was one of interest that was doing I think an internship or something in Washington, and that was Dr. Holmes, I believe, wasn't it?
Yes, that is Dr. Holmes. She's coming with an October 1st start date, and she will be at the South Clinic She is family practice and also will add OB. So we'll have OB at the North Clinic like we do today, adding it at the South Clinic and adding it in the Ogden Clinic. And so Dr. Holmes is doing a residency in Washington, and she is going to be C-section certified when she's done. And so that will be really nice because today Dr. Stevenson and Dr. Hay are the two providers that do C-section. And so that's actually kind of a lot of call for them. And so we're excited to add a third person into that mix.
So the and I know one of the very things in the beginning that we had talked about when you first started, like just about a year ago, I'll say, yes, folks, it was a year ago when you accepted the position.
It was. Yep. I've been here. I started in January and accepted the position probably in November.
Yeah,
and so, it's been a year. It's gone really quick.
So one of the first things you said was OB. That's something you really wanted to have as a staple. And I think that's probably one of the reasons we're seeing physicians that are OB certified being able to come and be a part of this, do family practice. And it's kind of like going old school. Didn't most doctors, I think, when they came many years ago, it was, yes, I deliver babies also. and do the whole line of family practice. So we're kind of getting back, it seems like, into that kind of service, that having that kind of opportunity.
Yeah, you know, we do have kind of an old school model where our providers round on their own patients in the hospital and they take care of patients in the clinics, and they get to do OB here if that's something that they desire. And so those kind of opportunities are hard to find. And so I think that it has helped us in our recruitment efforts. Pacey has worked really hard on recruitment within this last year, but I think it's definitely helped that we have the opportunity for them to do OB because, like I said, two out of the three of these providers that we just recently signed with, they're interested in doing OB and that they want to be somewhere that has that opportunity for them. So we're excited about that. And, you know, while we're talking about OB, I will celebrate a win. One of our goals was to grow OB. And like you said, it's been something that I've worked really hard on since I've been here. And my team has worked extremely hard on marketing and partnering and making sure that, you know, people out there know that we have this service. And so 2 years ago, we delivered 84 babies, and last year we delivered 86, and this year we're on track to deliver 110 babies. That is amazing. We're super excited about it.
That's really good. It's not like you didn't have a staff that wasn't really good at it to begin with, but more and more facilities are not doing deliveries and handling babies as much as we do.
Yeah, there's a lot of facilities that have closed their OB units, and I think some of that is due to volume, and you have to have a certain amount of volume to be competent and make sure that, you know, you are good at what you're doing. And so for us, it's just something that I think is really valuable for us in being able to provide that care from birth till the end of life. And so it's not something that we would ever want to see go away.
So we do have some new doctors that are coming, and I know you are still working on the emergency department, getting another position there. You did have one that was doing some work for you, but has asked now to go more to, I think he was just on call for a couple of days a week possibly, but now wants to start doing regularly a couple of days a week, so...
Yeah, Dr. Napier, a lot of folks know him. He had filled in our clinic when Dr. Milhouse first retired, and he then moved over to our emergency room, and he was in a what we call a PRN basis. We would call him and see if there was any shifts that he could cover for us, but he has decided to go part-time, and so that's really nice. I think he is very loved, and so it's good to have him here a couple of days a week with us.
And I know still looking for someone else, too. I've got potentially one or two that might be interested in some emergency department time. So at least that's works that's still going on, and there is an interest there.
Yeah, we are recruiting for the ED. We currently staff we have two full-time providers and then Dr. Napier, and we're looking for one to two more full-time providers to round out our team so that we're, you know, it's fully covered by our own staff. So we're excited for that. TC has done some work on the ER recruitment as well, and it does look like there's a couple of candidates out there, so we're just kind of waiting to hear back. Hopefully, by the time we meet in January, we'll have some more news on that.
I know there are other areas, again, that you do want to try to have some improved services, ortho. Still visiting with them and still trying to improve those services. Urology, that's another one I know you've been looking at.
Yep, we're currently looking at urology right now and seeing, you know, what it would take to bring that service here. And, you know, the intention for that is to make sure that there's access to care for patients in our service area and that they don't have to go somewhere else for that care. So, yeah, urology, we've done some looking at GI. I'm not sure if you know, GI is something that we'll end up pursuing or not. But, you know, it's always worthwhile to look at what the needs are. Can we meet those needs for patients? Do we have a specialist that's interested in that, and what would it look like to bring that here? So that's, we spend a lot of time doing that and trying to make sure that, you know, we're really getting things set up in a win-win situation for us and for the specialist and for patients.
Yeah, and a lot of times would it just be going through specialty clinics kind of set up and stuff? Because I know a lot of our providers that have been in there have gradually started to retire. A perfect example would have been Dr. Scanlon when he was doing eyes and cataract surgery. And I know you had that opportunity working with a new doctor to maybe even add on a few extra procedures for him here.
Yeah, Dr. Christiansen does that for us, and he has added quite a few cataract procedures, and so that's been, you know, a really good service. But yes, they work through the specialty clinic, which is an arrangement where they kind of rent space from us and run their own clinic, and so the patient's actually a patient of theirs until they, you know, have either a surgery done or some type of outpatient service, and then it becomes a patient of ours. And so it's kind of a partnership and in a way to make sure that we're bringing those services that aren't otherwise available out here so patients can have access to them.
Let's talk very quickly about a couple of the other wins you had besides getting your new ambulances and getting up to over 100 babies this year. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What's some of the other things that you feel pretty good about that we had?
You know, we did the hat mitten and glove drive for the elementary schools, and so that was really successful, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who participated in that and donated items. I know that our staff did donate some items, and I know there was a lot of community support for that, and so that was good. We were able to, I think, you know, we had to estimate kind of the number of items because we separated them all out into boxes, one for each school, and
sure.
We think there was probably 500 around 500
wow.
items, and that is a lot. And so it kind of is a testament to how much our community supports our efforts, and they support, you know, the needs of our community. And so that was really successful.
And that was put together very quickly, too.
Yeah, so when I got here, you know, I, along with OB, I'm also really passionate about community engagement and being partners with our community. And so I challenged my team with developing a community committee, and so what they do is they meet and then they put together the events that, you know, they think will benefit the community the most. Right now we are doing some Christmas angel adoption of folks that are in the nursing home. That's our staff is doing that, and so that's been a really nice project as well. So but yeah, you know, we do a lot in the community. We did the lighted parade and we're out there doing various things. We did food for kids and there's just a lot going on. So, you know, we've had a lot of good wins that way. In addition, the OB numbers are a really huge win for us. The new ambulances, there's just so much going on that's great. There's just some really big stuff right now.
I was going to say Harvest Festival was held, a successful fundraiser for the foundation, and Project Be the Light, still out there, still building.
Yes, Project Be the Light has raised around $6,000 already, and so our goal is when we get to $10,000, we'll really start ironing out how we're going to, what the application process will look like for folks that need those funds and how we're going to get that money out there. So that's exciting. We've worked with the EDGE program on that, and there has been a few different high school students that have been involved in helping us do fundraising. And so we're going to have another event coming up this winter that is going to be really exciting at the high school. So that will get some publicity here coming up pretty soon. And then, yes, the Harvest Festival was amazing. It was the first Harvest Festival that I've been to. And I was just blown away by the support of the people that were there and the support of community members, so many people that I didn't know and haven't met yet. Just, you know, supporting and financially or otherwise. And it is amazing to see that kind of support come out in our communities.
Well, one thing I'll pass along is I do know that the board did have a closed session, strategic planning. And again, this is all about our facilities, our future, and what's going to be going on. And how are we going to best meet those needs as we go forward? And that is still a work in progress at this time.
That is a work in progress. You know, we did have a closed session to talk about the master facility planning that we've been doing, just trying to really look at all those different options and make decisions that are going to serve us the best, that are financially smart. You know, and we have a responsibility to make sure that the building and the organization are successful long into the future after we're all not here. And so, you know, some of those decisions are, they take a lot of thought and discussion. And so that's what we've been spending a lot of our time doing, is really trying to think about what is going to happen and what are the best decisions for our organization down the road. You know, one of the challenges that we have is we have two different clinic locations for family practice clinics right here in Boone. And so that is challenging for us because there's a lot of duplication of services and duplication of, you know, engineering expenses and things like that. And so that's one of the things, you know, we want to look at, is that the best use of our resources and how can we better use our resources? So there's a lot of different things that go into those discussions.
Well, as long as people get their flu shot and or the COVID vaccine, if they want that, and I know it's available at a number of places, RSV, you got a lot of different things that people can get shots for.
Yeah.
We are, you know, I'd like to say everybody should stay healthy, but we saw that little rush, that push, a lot of respiratory issues going on, and I know you guys were very busy with a lot of that. And hopefully that, you know, we can make it muster through the rest of the winter and make it back to, we'll find out how we're doing in January for sure.
Yeah, I think that Thanksgiving really sort of increased our COVID numbers. And I think our, as a community, our level is kind of higher right now. And so I think that, you know, just a good reminder to everybody to wash your hands. If you don't feel good, stay home, wear a mask. If you have symptoms, those kind of things, just to protect yourself and protect the others around you. And like you said, you know, after in January, we're going to see what happened from all the Christmas gatherings. And so
we'll do that.
Just encourage everyone to protect themselves however they can.
All right. Well, I appreciate you visiting with us this month. Thank you. And we'll look forward to talking with you again after the next meeting.
Thanks, Jim.